I'm cleaning myself best I can with my boxes, especially if it's a runny one. I am. I got to use some piece of clothing or some something.
Okay. So yeah, but explain.
Wait. Just relax, man.
Okay. Sorry.
So, literally, with your boxes. So basically, because normally when you're pooing, you've got your thing around your ankles. You take it off.
Sometimes if it's a mad one, I have to take my shirt off anyway. So it's not. It's okay. Yeah. Okay, I've got a hook on the back of the door. It's true. Jacket, shirts, overalls, whatever.
You think it's a fitting room, bro? Back in the day, we had this trend. Like, we had this thing called eaters.
Yeah.
And
I think I know where you're going.
Yeah, it was bare childish. Like, obviously, we used to run up in stores on the high street and just rob bare stuff. Like, we'd just be, it's basically shoplifting.
Yeah, heist. But it's a heist.
It's a heist, basically. Yeah. But I'm talking like year 9, early teens. I'm talking about 10 years BT. Before therapy. So like obviously it's tapped, but it's like I'll get into Primark, take anything I can, and I've left with like waist 38 jeans. These times I was definitely a size six.
What are you on about,
man? You're a bad B.
You're a bad boy.
If we're talking new look, then I'm a size 4 because their clothes come up a bit big. So that's how dumb it was. There was no logic to it, but it was fun. Like, we had a group of us on the heist that used to go, and it was fun. Now I'm always thinking big time. I'm always thinking, how do we take these heists to the next level? How do we go bigger and better? And non-school uniform day is coming up soon. So I remember I'm in maths with my boy Nigel. Nigel's a genius, and he's basically telling me that his mum and dad have been going through a breakup, a divorce, and there's been a lot of arguments around the house. And now his mum's moved out. He has to do a couple of days in Basildon, and he has to do a couple of days in East Ham. And he's like, there's nothing good about Basildon. It's boring. The only good thing about Basildon is this big mall, this big shopping centre called Lakeside, where they've got all the shots. And I'm like to him, that's bare sad about your mum and dad, but tell me more about this mall. Tell me more about this shopping centre, please. I'm sorry. So we're in math, and he's basically like, he's a genius again. So he's basically like, I could tell you, but it will take long, and we're supposed to be studying Pythagoras' theorem. I was like, bruv, the Met Gala's coming up. Nobody cares about Hercules, bro. Tell me more about this mall. Do not leave out one detail.
You need the schematics. That's
exactly, I flipped to the back of my math book, and he's basically telling me about the mall. So he's like, they got a Marks and Spencer's, they got a Foot Locker, they got a JD. While he's telling me,
they're taking notes of it. He's like, give me the blueprint.
I'm writing everything down in the back of my math book. And then at the end, I'm like, thank you so much, Nigel. I go to lunch. I meet up with my boys. And obviously, we're already discussing where we going next, where we hitting up next. Yeah. I slap everything off the table, put my math book down, open the scroll. I'm like, next, we're hitting the Federal Reserves.
It's the only way you could
exactly,
go.
Exactly, I was like, my boy told me about this shopping centre in Basildon called Lakeside. This is where we're going next. Everybody is gassed. Everybody's non-school uniform day, we're going to be drip tight. It's going to be so sick.
Non-uniform day, it's like fashion week, isn't it?
It's like Met Gala in it.
So the day comes where we're supposed to go out, and I think to myself, you know what, let me go speak to Nigel. I was like, Nigel, look, we came up with this plan together. We devised this together. I know this is not really your style, but do you want to come? There's a space on the squad. on the roster. Do you want to come? He's like, nah, I've got ukulele lessons. He's like, I've got ukulele lessons and a future. I can't come. But
you,
I know,
niggas.
You know the plan inside. I know the plan inside out. If you need anything, call me. So he's basically like the professor. I'm like Berlin. He's like the professor.
He's still gonna go down for joint enterprise, though, surely.
So we start traveling to Lakeside. Everything Nigel told me to a T works out. Basically, you take the C2C from Barking, get to like Furrock, Lakeside. You cross over the bridge, jump the barriers. L1, L2, R1, R2. Up, down, left, right. Up, down, left, right. Everything works out to a T. So then we're outside of the shopping centre now, and I gather the lads. I'm leading this heist, basically. I gather them, and I was like, "Are you man ready?" They're like, "Yeah, yeah." I was like, "Is your bag empty?" They're like, "Yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah. I was like, is your mind full? They were like, yeah, 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 yeah. I was like, are you willing to do anything to get this done? They're like, yeah, yeah. I'm like, are you willing to leave your boy behind to get this done? He's like, yeah, yeah.
What?
Hey, Berlin, you're moving mad.
Dude, they're crazy, honestly.
I was like, are you willing to get on your knees to get these clothes? Everyone's like, no.
Whoa.
I hope you're talking about crawling.
So then they're like, yeah, so everybody's pumped. And I'm like, let's go. La Familia. I don't know why I said La Familia, but it slapped so hard when I said La Familia. So everybody's pumped, yeah. We get in there. First shop, H&M. I get tackled by a security guard. He takes me to the back. They call the police.
You went out early?
Yeah, early. Straight. First shop, I'm out.
The
police come, yeah, and they're basically like, yep, we've reviewed the camera. We're going to arrest you now. You don't seem like you're resisting or a problem, so we're not going to put you in handcuffs as long as you promise not to run. I was basically like, yeah, don't worry. I'm in enough trouble already. As soon as we get out of here, I'm going to run. Trust me. I was like, put me in cuffs. I need that. I was like, if we're going to do this, I'm going to do the whole experience. I need that. I told him, not the front. I don't want it at the front. I want it at the back. Yeah, yeah. I was like, put your hand here so they know you're escorting me. I'm not getting out of free will.
And whilst you're there, where's the tear gas?
Spray me with something. Yeah. Spray me with something. Yeah, yeah. If we're going to do this properly if we're doing this, bro. So yeah, they take me to the police station. I remember Basildon Police Station. I don't know anything. I'm in year 9, so I don't know anything. I'm thinking the police station is prison. So as soon as I get in there, it's like, it's weird. So in these cells, you have like a bed and then you have like a toilet. That's it. There's no PlayStation. There's no Wii. it's just basically you alone with your thoughts, bro. And when you're alone with your thoughts, BT, it gets crazy, bro. Before therapy, it gets crazy. So as soon as I get in there, I'm getting mad. I'm always like, steady trying to find the mode. Why do what I do? The police officer's like, keep it down. I'm like, put me in the hole then. I don't care. Put me in the hole. A couple hours go by, I start doing push-ups because eventually they're going to let us out on the yard. I can't.
You got to be ready for fight.
You got to be ready. You got to be ready.
You need your presence then. Yeah, you need your presence.
So the police officer basically tell me, like, look, all that's going to happen is we're going to keep you in the cell. You need an appropriate adult before we can let you go. So we're going to call your house and then we're going to let you go. So he calls my dad. My dad basically says, yeah, wrong number. There's no
Deji that lives here.
There's no Deji here, basically, yeah. So I had to wait until like 1 a.m. until my mum finished work and she drove down to Basildon to come get me. Now, before they let you go, they do like a bit of an interview. So in this interview, I'm already like, I'm rattled, basically. So I look to the left, I look at the wall, I'm basically like, I'm not saying nothing. I was like, I know you're there, I know you're watching and I know you're listening. I'm not saying nothing until I see Matt or Annalise in this room, basically. There was no glass there, it was just the wall. I've seen bare movies. So then the police officer's like to me, oh, like, do you understand the severity of what you've done today? Yeah. And I'm like, good cop, bad cop routine.
I've seen it before.
Yeah, I said, it's not going to work on me.
CSI, watch
There's
it,
only
bro.
One officer in the room, though. There's only one officer and my mum. So they're like, look, we're going to take this seriously, but because the items that you stole, this was obviously not premeditated. Yeah. The items that you stole don't even fit you. So we're going to allow you to go. Also, we had a look through your bag and we went through your math book. Although you're struggling with algebra, you seem like a pretty smart kid. So yeah, we know, yeah.
Fractions, you can do.
They don't like the back of the math book. I got a list of shops, what floor they're on, what time the manager takes the break, everything. If they got to the back, I would have been done. So yeah, they let me go eventually. They reprimand me, they let me go. I'm in the car back home.
Yeah.
And I'm with my mum, and this is the first time I've seen my mum upset, not angry. Like, she's proper, like, sad, and it was a long journey. And that's when it hit me that I've got nothing to wear to non-school uniform.
You're thinking about the next house. You're like, listen, we need that re-up. We need to go in.
Oxford Street. You got to hit Oxford Street next.
I'm thinking to go to school in all orange. Give me a teardrop here. I need the full package. I get to school the next day, like the non-school uniform day, and all of the boys that came dripped on the house with me dripped out. They're like, Dej, yo, after H&M, we hit up JD. Everything you said was true. Where did you go? I was like, oh, my days, man. I got fucking shagged, bro.
At least they abided by the rules. You said if someone gets
caught...
Leave the man.
La Familia. What's a La Familia?
What's going on, people? E-Man from Past America. Make sure you like, comment and subscribe. Cheers.
This is Past America episode 19, nearly at 20 episodes of this format at least. Mm-hmm. How's everybody doing today?
I'm all good. Thank you very much. And
yeah, thanks for asking. You don't let me ask us that.
Yeah,
yeah, man.
I do every five episodes.
Oh, yeah. Fair.
Yeah, yeah. Fair. Okay, cool. I've got an interesting topic for us.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
The lads don't know the topic, but I've been planning this for a moment. Mm.
Okay.
So, in 2022, I believe it is. 2022, was it 2022?
COVID?
YouTube class. What year was we on the YouTube class?
2022.
Yeah. So I think actually in 2023, because it was towards the end, or at least at the back end of 2022, that's where it was, we all got YouTube Premium.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. Which is amazing. That means no ads on
zero
YouTube.
Ads.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. It also meant though that we were all sharing two YouTube accounts.
Facts, period.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So we had two accounts. We had obviously the 9 Degrees account.
Yeah.
We had another one, and we had YouTube Premium on both.
Both.
Yeah.
I know where
you
this
know
is.
You know what you're going. You know what I'm going.
I love where this is going. I can't wait for this.
I was watching something recently, and the FBI used to go through the bins. The FBI used to go through the bins. Of people you suspect, and you could. It's crazy how much information you get from the bin.
Okay.
It's crazy how much information you get from the YouTube searches.
Yeah.
YouTube
yeah.
is linked to Google now. So the Google searches and the YouTube watch history of the shared accounts of nine boys.
Okay.
So I took a rifle through the bin. Recycling
everywhere.
You're right. I saw what people searched. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So here's what we're going to do. We're going to play a little game. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to read out some of the searches or some of the videos that people
made. And then we're going to guess.
And we have to guess
Okay.
who made that search.
But is a person, are they going to admit
that? That's
the
point.
No, I don't.
If you hear who's done it.
If you hear something that you've done, don't say it.
Oh, really?
Okay.
You can admit after you get cooked or if you want to defend yourself and say it wasn't you.
Okay.
Yeah, if you know it was you, then don't say it. Yeah.
Why not?
Okay.
The ones I've picked are quite embarrassing anyway.
Go.
I don't want to play it. Tim, come.
Yeah? Okay, yeah. Cool. I'll start us out light.
Yeah. This right, is scary as hell.
iPhone mobile tutorial tips and tricks.
E-man.
There is not... let's not be doing that.
E-man?
Who searched that?
E-man doesn't know how to use technology. Yeah.
Come on, let's not do that.
Come on, E-man.
Wait. Do you know what your rationale is? Because all of you had Macs before me, and I was still using
it's the way you do your fit.
You do this, you're like my dad.
And I see the way you do this.
All right, don't play games.
Bro, I swear
not
you don't have bad eyesight either.
I've got fat fingers, firstly. Like, one of my fingers is like two of your fingers, I'm telling you. And literally, because I didn't have a Mac like you guys did, that's why you guys are getting onto me. But I've got a Mac now, so please relax. That 100% was to me.
iPhone mobile tutorial.
And then what are you trying to find out? What, the whole manual? Like the whole A to Z? Like.
Nah, Iman, that's you. Do you know why
it's not me? I don't even use the account, so it's not me. Don't say it's me. I don't use the account. Well, it's one of you guys. I don't use the account.
It says iPhone mobile tutorial in brackets, tips and tricks.
Who the hell would write that? One of you guys are laughing right now, but no, we're not stopping because one of these guys are laughing right now and it's one of you guys. It's literally one of you guys. That's crazy.
A new iOS came.
I've got an alternative.
That is crazy.
It could be Tim.
Why would it be
Why
Tim?
Think it's Tim?
Why Tim?
Because, you know, like Tim will want to be cool and he want to find, it might be me, you know?
That's what I'm saying.
It could be me because sometimes, like, I want to find out something that you can do on your iPhone.
That's a broad search, though. That's a manual. Yeah. But it's E-man. Why are we deviating?
I'm just trying to think of alternatives.
By the way, to give you some extra context, you can see how much of the video they watched. And you can actually just go back and click the video, and it has all the videos there. When I clicked it to see what it was literally the basics. Yeah. Like,
I
swear, all of these are legit.
I think some of them are so wild, all of them are legit. Or Bangs. 100%. It's one of you three.
Let's move to the next one, yeah?
Okay, so we don't want to play this game seriously. That's what it seems like.
We've settled on email.
Okay, we settled.
You've settled on email.
Let's do something with our phones now.
This guy.
All right, let's text through our phone.
Let's go to the next one, yeah?
Go on.
Okay, this video was make these two investments in 2023.
Money.
And never have to work again.
Money.
100%.
That's probably money.
Yeah, I think
the thing is,
all banks.
The thing is, that sounds like something I would do.
It is you.
But I wouldn't go to YouTube.
Make these two investments in 2023.
So, but that's search.
Make these
two. You came into the search knowing that there was...
No, that's the name of the video.
I was like, it might have just been something someone just clicked onto.
Yeah. But those kind of things don't come up. It was like, he's only got like 12,000 followers, subscribers. Somebody was looking for a way not to work.
It could have been on the back
money.
Of another video. Maybe.
It's Manny. Manny made us invest in one coin.
Corona coin.
I like it. When E-Man's triggered, he shoots for everyone, isn't
he? Yeah, I've triggered. He started.
Manny made me lose thousands of pounds on this coin that he sold to us. You're good.
I didn't sell it.
He sold it to us.
I put in 100 pounds. I don't know why you lot are putting 500. That's you lot.
It's so bad. You
only put in 100.
I only put 100, bro.
That to us.
I only put 100. Because remember, we was getting the royalties from, what's his name? From Sam, our client.
Why did you let me put in more?
I told everyone, this is what I'm putting in.
Okay, let's move on.
I had a spreadsheet. Do you remember the spreadsheet? Yeah, you made me help it. Yeah.
Okay. Hey, look, I'm sorry, bro.
Why are you looking at me?
Anthony Joshua's top five workout.
E-man.
Oh, my.
E-man.
Defend yourself. Try to defend yourself.
Okay, look.
That might have
been
you.
It might have been you.
I watch boxing. Yeah. I watch AJ's fights.
Yeah.
But I do not look at his workouts.
What do you look at? You look at his biceps, though.
What?
You look at his biceps.
Nice biceps.
But I don't look at
his workouts. E-man or Tim?
That's not you. Are you saying
I'm saying for E-man.
I'll never look at Anthony Joshua's workouts.
Tim, was that you?
That's not me.
So there's a ghost. There's a ghost.
Yeah. Someone's just fiddling around with our YouTube.
It could be Bengs as well.
You think it's Bengs?
It could be Bengs too.
There's Bengs. Like, does he research workouts?
E-man.
Yeah, I'm selling on E-man.
Okay, cool. Wow. Best UK podcasts.
Bengs, probably Bengs.
Yeah, Bengs.
Bengs. I'd say Bengs or Pedro.
Yeah.
Maybe me. Yeah. At least I can admit that it might be me. That's a different thing.
Okay, that was a search, by the way. This is another search. Oh. Top five wedding destinations.
Oh.
Probably Pedro.
That could be anyone.
It was in the last when
it
we had.
Have been me.
It's 2022.
It was probably Pedro.
2022.
Probably Pedro.
This is 2023. So we got it at the end of 2022.
Okay. It's Tim.
You would have known already by then.
It could either be 2022 or 2023.
It's two people.
I didn't go on YouTube. I went on Google. Okay. Oh, if it's Google.
It's Google. It might be me.
That was a search, yeah.
Yeah, it could be me.
Okay. Top three most attractive anime characters.
No.
That's a lie. I know exactly who it is, but it's a lie.
You are lying.
Three
guys, though.
It's not two guys.
No, three.
The only two men are horny like that.
In fact,
it's definitely Tim.
Bro, don't count yourself out.
It's definitely Tim.
The most anime.
It's definitely Tim.
Is that actually real?
No, that's fake. Sorry. I'm being stupid.
I couldn't imagine any man searching that.
It was top five best anime, but I just added attractive into the
top five best anime.
Yeah.
It's one of you two.
Manny, watch it better.
Bro, it's one of you two, bro. It's okay. The thing is, it's okay.
No, it's fine. That one's fine.
Yeah.
Cartoon.
Yeah.
Cartoon, though.
We do animation. It's okay to like cartoons. It's all right, guys.
Cartoons, though.
You see, it's Tim. It's Tim. It's Tim.
Cartoon to get something.
Okay, cool. Which was? Okay. How to set up Q&A for Spotify podcasts.
You probably.
Oh yeah.
It weren't me.
Or Fabian.
Somebody got told to manage this specifically.
Wasn't it Fabian? Fabian.
It might be Fabian because it's Shake.
It's Bengs or Fabs.
I think it's Fabian.
So it's definitely going to be Fabian.
I think it's Fabian.
That, but not on the.
I think it's Bengs or Fabs.
That's a couple months out. I don't use the account.
Yeah.
You didn't use it when we had YouTube Premium.
No, I didn't. I genuinely didn't.
So none of these is you?
None of these.
So you were watching.
Yeah, but it could be Googled.
I was watching paid videos. Yeah. I was watching ads.
Paid ads. Why is it so expensive to buy a house in London?
E-man. Oh. I think that's E-man.
It could be
2022, 2023.
It could be E-man.
For work.
It was morning.
For work.
Mm. I agree.
Why is it so expensive to buy a house in London?
I wouldn't write it that way though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the video is titled.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you might search something.
Okay, Natasha Bedingfield's best songs.
Me, for sure.
Yeah.
Pedro was in a period when he was doing his music management, but he only wanted white eyes. He only wanted white eyes.
Is that a search
or is that a video?
That's a search.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Kill yourself.
Okay, J. Cole studio session.
Tim or Bangs?
No, I think more. Studio sessions.
You didn't do anything. Okay. You didn't use it, clearly.
Okay, let's turn up a notch. Idris Elba's best fits.
Fish.
How to get Jack Grealish? This is true. How to get Jack Grealish's calves?
I think that might be me.
You know what's so crazy? How do you search that?
That wouldn't be me. That would be a video I would watch, but I would not search that.
100%, I think that was me. Because there was a point where I was seeing his calves are mad to me.
Yeah, and you're trying to get
I'm trying to get his calves. Bro, my calves are baby calves, man.
Eight wonders of our solar system. This is a video.
Maybe
that's something you would have said.
That's something. Tim, the planets.
So that's
Mars, Uranus,
Mercury,
Saturn.
Why did you watch that?
I was watching DVDs on the space.
Can I say something? Didn't Tim just say he doesn't use the account?
No, Shake said.
And I know Tim got there because Goku flew to Namek. I know that's how you got there. Okay, cool. This was a watch the video on the account, yeah? 50 Cent candy shop video.
I can't even remember the video.
I remember that video.
Got a lot of cheeks in that video. A lot of cheeks.
There's a girl in a nurse outfit. There's a girl wearing pink. There's a girl with a... I'm just saying. I just know it. Yeah, I just know it.
This guy... You produced it. You're executive producer. Okay. Your role as a juror, how to protect myself.
Yeah, E-man.
When you had jury duty, you were so shook.
Oh shit, they're gonna find out. They're gonna shout out. Oh shit. Oh shit.
Role as a juror in brackets, how to protect myself.
That was the
video was your role as a juror, how to protect yourself in brackets.
From what?
I think when you do it, there's a link that you can find.
Yeah.
I know how to protect myself. Those are for the criminal jurors. Convicted jurors.
How for the jurors can't be convicted? That's not me, man.
Okay, cool. This is a real one, yeah? This one is mad.
It's a search or a video? You need to give us context.
Yeah.
This is a search, in fact.
Yeah.
This is a real search.
This is nuts.
Power sex scenes HD.
Oh my god.
He's a honey.
That means you saw the standard definition and you were like, nah, I need HD.
HD is mad in it because it's like,
I'm scared to type sex on YouTube.
Yeah.
Bro, HD is hilarious. It's not me. But a person did see some standard deviation.
I was like, this is not enough.
It's not enough. I can't see what I need to see.
I want to see the sweat glistening down the cheeks.
Oh Oh my god. Okay, okay, this is another one. A search. How to dance to dancehall.
To what?
Dancehall.
Dancehall.
Yeah.
How to dance.
That is wild.
Wait, I don't even know who that is.
2022,
2024. Nah, Fabian.
I think it might be Bangs.
Oh, because he went...
I think Bangs just likes...
Dancing.
I think Bangs just likes knowing how to do dancing.
How to do dancing.
How to dance and dance.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. This next one is horny as well. And I know it wasn't me. Bora Bora Malta pool party. This is a video they watched. And you can see they watched it to the end. And it was like... It was like 58 minutes.
Was it swapping? Have you seen it?
I didn't watch it, but I saw that.
I think it's one of you.
I was there.
The man that went
Malta. I was there.
So go.
Bora Bora.
It's the man that didn't go.
I think it was Tim.
That's something I would have watched, but I
feel like it was Tim.
Yeah. I didn't watch.
Yeah, I was only watching.
I remember Tim during Malta. You said Malta, yeah.
Malta, yeah.
Yeah, people that didn't go and they wanted to feel the experience.
You man all told us that you were watching the Instagram.
Yeah.
I didn't need to watch that. I didn't need to go YouTube. I've seen it now.
I've seen it on Instagram.
I've seen it now.
Okay, cool. Worst football fights.
Maybe
somebody
me.
Searched this.
Worst football
or Tim, that could be Tim.
I think that's a Tim thing.
I think that's a Tim thing.
I think
that's Pedro Bengs. Mm. Mm. Yeah,
Bengs' algorithm is messed up, you know.
Yeah, Bengs probably saw something on Filthy Fellas, talking about a fight, and then he was like, other fights were there? And then he comes to the group chat and he's like, E-man, what happened with...
Yeah, I get that. Okay, cool. How to make myself more desirable?
More desirable.
I feel sorry for whoever.
I don't want to make any suggestions.
Yeah, same.
I don't want to make any suggestions.
Okay, cool. Best food for genital growth.
No, You made up.
No,
you made up.
That is
best food for genital
growth.
Bro, it's a search. Best food for genital growth.
You can tell a lot about a man from their Google search.
That's why when they do the investigation,
best food for genital growth.
We can't.
Who's thick and small? Who's thick and small?
What food can make a
difference? Let's not.
Okay. Let's move on.
Let's do it. Let's do it. No. That is wild. That is wild.
It's crazy.
Food.
Okay. I'm gonna move. I'm gonna keep it moving. Yeah.
No, but Dev, is that real?
That's a search. It's a search.
There's no way that was
bro. It's a search, bro. What do you want me to do? It was an interesting best search. Food.
Whose dick is small? Whose dick is small? Who's your?
What's the time period? I didn't. You can see that on the thing. But yeah,
you need to come with the time.
We need a graph. We need a graph. And how long did it?
Why? Because your dick was small a certain year, a month.
I said time of the year.
If it's summertime, it's mine.
It's mine. It's me.
It's me.
Okay, benefits of cocaine usage.
Shake.
I thought you stopped.
Oh my days. Okay, cool.
Was that one fake?
I've gone through all of them I had on my list.
That one was fake.
But the cocaine usage.
Oh no.
Fake.
Best white women rappers.
What?
White women.
That was a search. Best white women rappers.
What? I don't think is there any
white women rappers.
That's a man.
Iggy Azalea. That's only one.
That was me. That was
you.
Yeah, oh, is yeah. It? Okay.
What was the background?
Yeah, I just listened to a Gwen Stefani song and I was like, yeah.
Who else?
I need more of this genre. Yeah, there was no playlist on Spotify.
White women.
Okay, cool. That's it. I can admit that only like three of them were true. I made up
better. Oh, this guy.
I knew this guy.
That's a fair games.
The gentle one was real though. I know this group, the Jonathan one.
Jokes about that, yeah, is that people were thinking, like, you know what, that might have been me. That's my room.
You don't remember everything you searched.
Yeah.
I don't remember everything I've searched. I searched some crazy stuff, bro. Yeah. That will happen, I'll just search it, bro.
I think some of that stuff I searched, but not on general YouTube, maybe on my private one.
Yeah, that's...
I'm smarter than that.
Yeah.
You'd hope.
When you don't want ads, you don't want ads. Yeah.
That 52-minute motor one was definitely... That was a real one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When E-Man is trying to look at AJ work, he doesn't want it. He doesn't want it.
No interruptions.
He made that one up for sure. Nah, but you guys should go through the YouTube history though. It's interesting. But yeah, I didn't want to.
So you spent time at home writing all this nonsense. This guy.
It slaps though.
Thank you.
Yo, this is Fabs from Pastor Meerkat. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. Blah.
Anyway, let's do some dilemmas. Mm. A couple dilemmas. Okay, so this actually happened to me, yeah. So you're at bowling. Mm-hmm. You're bowling with your girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And beside the bowling lane, there's a pool table, yeah. Mm. And there's like these three guys, like they're Eastern European men, quite stocky. Mm. They've obviously like a bit drunk, they've got like beer on the pool table. Mm. They're mucking about. They're not really playing. They're mucking about. Your girl looks really good today. Mm. Like she, nice body. Mm. Like wearing tight clothes, fitted clothes. Obviously, it's a date. She's trying to impress you, sort of thing.
Yeah.
But obviously, it's like she looks in shape, sort of thing. Mm-hmm. The guys, the Eastern European guys, are like bare making jokes. Now they're speaking their language.
Yeah.
But you can tell that they're basically commenting
on your girl,
on her body.
Yeah. Body, yeah. Mm. Saying like,
what language?
That's a universal language.
Sims language.
Yeah. You can tell, and it's like the way they're doing it, they're being disrespectful. Like you can tell they're not scared. Yeah, they're not scared of you. That's all. They're like, they know it's your partner, but they're just like, yeah, like the body's too nice. Mm. Mm. They're talking about it. They don't do anything more than that. They're just like, that just keeps going on. Mm. What do you do?
I think it's dependent on a few things, but I don't know. Like, I've seen things happen. Like when you try and approach people when they're drunk. To try and you have to fight. You have to fight.
And there's three of them.
You know you're losing.
And they're gonna rush you.
Yeah. You go get one punch.
Even one on one, they might even like not rush you because they know they're gonna fuck you up.
Are you like on your lane already? And they're just behind you, or
I'm on the lane. The lane is like here, and they're to the right of the lane. I'm on the last lane.
Okay,
but it's like we're bare close to them.
Oh,
like we can hear everything they're saying. We can hear what they're doing.
And your missus is getting uncomfortable.
Yeah, girl's getting uncomfortable. I wouldn't say
you have to approach her,
but she knows that they're talking about them, and she's rattled. Like she's kind of
because
the way they're kind of talking, and because they're drunk, it's like. Will they say something to her if you go to the toilet sort of thing? They probably would.
Oh. Yeah.
I'll go up to her and be like, I know my missus is sexy, but can you turn the noise down a little bit because you're making her feel uncomfortable.
And they're like,
please.
And they're like, go away, nigga.
Oh my gosh.
That's probably the kind of thing they're going to say.
Yeah, I think you just have to, leave it. Like you have to not leave it, as in leave the venue with your missus, or ask them to go to a different lane where you're away from them.
Yeah, but
because you can't confront that situation.
Do you know what will make this situation better? Where you'll get different answers.
Where?
If it's your first date with someone you really like. Because when it's your girl, you can just walk away.
You can walk away,
Because
then she'll judge you.
It's the first impression.
I need to see what type of a man you are.
Are you a coward?
Someone you want bad.
She wouldn't want you to confront them. That's the thing.
It depends on the girl, though. If she's getting uncomfortable, then maybe she does. You don't know. You haven't had that conversation.
So go add to the story. She just gives you a look. Like, she gives you a look while this is happening.
And she's sighing it. And her bowls are all going to the right.
There's nothing you can do. You go confront them, they're just going to ignore you. They're drunk. They're just going to ignore you.
They may even say, my bad.
You didn't even
but then they'll continue.
My bad. They've already seen you with your missus. They're not going to say, my bad.
Yeah,
I'll
yeah, but they
that.
Might not be aware that they're being disrespectful.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. To me, they might not be aware.
Because obviously, like,
any man that's commenting on your girl saying,
but you don't speak Russian.
I didn't know we're Russian.
They're obviously doing it on purpose because they don't respect you. Yeah. And you coming up to them, they're not going to respect you.
So what would you do?
You just
walk away. I'd be like, are you feeling uncomfortable? If she's like, yeah, I was like, oh, cool, let's move to a different lane or we can go somewhere else.
They're like, there's no pussy. What if the bowling alley's like, there's no lane?
It's Saturday night. There's no other spare lanes, actually.
We gave you the last lane.
Then we find somewhere else. I'll ask her, do you want to continue playing? Or
she's like,
I do
want to continue playing, but I'm a bit uncomfortable.
Yeah, we'll go to another bowling alley.
The old me will go try to talk to the guys, but I think it's just stupid to do.
No, I'm asking you, what would you do?
We go somewhere else. I'll be like, babe, like, I know you feel uncomfortable. Let's go somewhere else.
First date on someone that you really like.
Yeah, we go somewhere else. You go confront them, and then you end up with two black eyes.
If she says, E-man, I beg go talk to them, then what do you say in them situations?
I beg you go talk to them.
I'm like, yeah, we're going.
I might just go up to them and say, listen, my girlfriend feels uncomfortable. The lady I'm seeing feels uncomfortable. Mm. Can you guys quiet down? That's a bit disrespectful. Mm. And then it could turn left from there.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think you have to say something.
That's the right way to approach it, though.
No, what I'm trying to say is, you could say something, but I don't think it's gonna do anything.
Making a difference.
It might not, but at least for yourself,
you stepped up. Like you tried to do something.
Don't you think saying something and then if they're disrespectful, continue, then you walk away is better than you being a coward and not trying to leave.
I don't think that makes you a coward. I personally feel like you going. They're being disrespectful in front of you already. They already think you're a pussy.
You're a dickhead, innit?
They already think you're a dickhead.
Yeah, but because they're drunk, they might not even realize. You know when you're drunk, you're boisterous.
You go confront them.
And then they'll be like, you know what? Like, what we did is bare dumb, sorry.
Okay, you can confront them. They say, what we're doing, sorry. Then you go back to Bo and they're like, yeah, their cheeks are still good. What are you doing then? That makes you even more of a pussy because you went to confront them.
And they're like, yeah, it's
cool. I'm asking, do you want me to do something? Do you want me to go and do something? She says, yes.
Then that's not the girl for you.
Yeah.
And when you ask her if you want me to do something, you got to say, look, babe, there's three of them. They're obviously been gym for a long time.
they're drunk as well.
Do you want me to go do something?
Yeah.
And then hopefully she says no.
Yeah,
but if she says yes.
Yeah, I'm calling the security. You got to do something else because you're losing. I think that's worse.
Okay, cool. What if one of them comes up to her at the bowling alley and is just like, you look good. To the girl.
Yeah. That's my lady, relax.
Am I there?
You're there. You've gone to get a bowling ball. I'm not actually with her at the time. Yeah. So you've just gone
away. Oh, you've
away
gone away,
bit,
okay.
Do you hear it? Away. Do you hear
yeah.
it?
Yeah, but you know what's happening. Like, it's right there.
Oh, so I'm looking over and I can see that.
You can see that, yeah, yeah.
And so you come back.
I'm coming back quickly.
That he's complimenting.
She doesn't want to make a scene. Like she knows that you've seen it. But
because
like,
if you're away, then you can pretend like you didn't see it. You can be like,
you gotta be ready. You gotta go back.
You gotta go to Libya.
You gotta go back. And unfortunately,
sorry, when you're walking back, you see the guy talking to your mistress.
Yeah, you've seen it. Yeah, while you're getting the shoes, you've seen it.
So you walk back and be like, "That's my lady. Relax. What are you doing?
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're ready to fight."
Come on, that's different. He's seen you.
Okay,
with their
lady. Okay,
you walked
away. Let me give you this scenario. This fight, you know you're gonna lose, but they confront you directly. They're like, yeah, like they say something mad, like your ass is fat to your girl in front of you. You haven't gone to get the shoes now. She's saying it in front.
I'll just say, yeah, it is. Thank you.
Are you willing to fight in that scenario?
No.
But
I'll confront him. I don't care. Like if I'm losing that fight, like he's taking it to another level.
This is a disrespectful level.
It's disrespectful now.
So you're fighting?
Yeah, I didn't say I'm fighting. I'm trying to defuse it with words.
You have to be ready to fight. In all them scenarios, you have to be ready to fight. So you need to get pumped up somehow.
Somehow.
You have to get adrenaline up.
It's fight or flight, man.
You better get to die in front of the girl.
Yeah.
There's bowling balls there.
Yeah, there's bowling balls. And I'm hoping if I cause enough commotion, the staff are going to come in. Yeah.
And then you can be like, hold me back.
You're just gonna try grips him as long as possible to get reinforcements,
bro. You'll
as soon as you grips him, he'll take your leg up. Headbutting you,
that's serious. They'll make a nosebleed.
So wait, you're fighting.
I didn't say
I'm ready to fight.
In that scenario, I'm giving you a situation where, okay, so this is the question now. They they're looking at your girl, you're there bowling, they're like, mama, you got a fat ass.
Why are they rednecks?
Why are they saying this?
They went from Russia to Texas.
They're from Eastern Europe, but they flew to
Alabama for a bit.
Came back. So what if they say that overtly? I'm trying to give you, you're not crawling out of this situation. They're telling you, your girl's got a fat ass in front of you.
Yeah, I'll switch.
You have to switch.
I wouldn't switch.
No, I'll switch.
She does.
No, I wouldn't switch.
No, I'll switch.
You got confront.
But I'll confront
you. You have to confront.
In the most calm, respectful.
In a calm, respectful way.
I'm more likely to fight if that's my girl than an early day. Yeah, early day. I'd be like, yeah, that's why I'm on this day, innit? But if it's my girl, bro, come on, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you can't be the
aggressor. If it's an early date, you're not fighting.
I'm not fighting. There'll be another date.
So, bro, I want you to play this scenario. So you're gonna fight. And you get knocked out, like you're 100% getting knocked out.
But if I get knocked out and it's my girl, she'll look after me.
Yeah, it was worth it.
She'll be vexed.
A new date, she ain't looking after after being knocked out.
So like after you come.
I'm thinking about the aftermath. If I lose, your girl's gonna look after you better than a ting that you've just met.
Your girl will be vexed with you. She'll still think that you're stupid for going to fight them.
Yeah, but my girl wouldn't entertain that. But we're saying that in this situation, she wants me to do something or she's annoyed enough.
Okay.
Yeah. So you confront them. Basically, as soon as you confront them, the next time you see your girl, you've got the oxygen mask.
Malcolm in the middle.
You got
bare bandage.
She'll be holding the straw, the apple juice. That's a real one, bro.
Yeah.
You got to be able to die for your girl. You have to.
Yeah, 100%,
okay.
I agree.
You have to.
Okay.
But a new thing, it's okay, man. It's not
so
worth
you,
it.
If when yeah, they say she's got a fat ass, you'll just be like, oh, yeah.
Cool. Be like,
yeah, it's nice, yeah, and it's nice, and I'm with her. Don't be jealous,
that.
Man.
I'm chopping that.
Don't be jealous.
What would you do? What did you do?
I'd do the next. I'd do the scenarios.
He just read that.
What would I do? I think at the time, I actually said to them, I was like, but this was dumb, and I wouldn't if I could think it through. I think a lot of the time you hope you would act in a certain way.
Yeah.
If I could think it through, then I wouldn't have done this. But I was like, bruv, come on, man. You're being disrespectful. Mm. And actually, they just went and walked away. Like, they kind of laughed at when I said they're being disrespectful. But in the end, they just went away.
Yeah, it worked.
But my girl was like, you shouldn't have done that. Because they could have just, like, obviously, they're bare drunk. But yeah.
That's the best case scenario. For you,
For me, I don't really see like scuffing.
Like a man, but I'm really a coward. I don't get beat up at all. I don't get a gas mask either.
You know, in those scenarios, you can never win.
You can't. Yeah, that's what I want to know. That's what I want to know. What you would prefer to do? What's the lesser of two evils?
Your pride or your
health?
Your health.
Yeah, your health. Yeah, and your girl's feelings.
Because I don't know what's worse, like you being a coward, not saying anything, or the gas mask situation.
You can't be a coward. The moment your woman thinks you're a coward, bro,
she'll see you differently.
She'll whine on Omalay for sure.
For sure.
I think you just have to be good at talking yourself out of situations, basically.
Yeah, but if there was a language barrier.
Do that, no.
That's true.
Okay, cool. Let's give another scenario, yeah? I've given you one, this one before, but I didn't get the answers I need. And I need an answer from every man on this one.
Okay.
So you're at work, yeah?
I hate this one.
You woke up late, yeah? So, like, you're bare tired. You didn't get enough sleep last night. You took double shot of caffeine. You had a coffee, a nice coffee, strong. They made it double for you, espresso.
Mm. Okay.
Your belly starts speaking Swahili.
Okay, fair.
At work. Mm-hmm. You go to use the toilet. The work toilets are calm. They're nice and clean.
Yeah.
You speak in Spanish.
They are.
So you use the toilet. It was, you demolished the toilet. It was one of those ones. It was a two-squared.
Yeah, two-squared.
You finish using the toilet. You realize there's no tissue in the whole toilet.
Yeah. That's not even a hard one. That's not a hard one for me.
Okay, go on.
I'm going to have a water bottle with me.
No, why's he adding stuff?
You didn't say that.
I can clarify. You do have a water bottle, but it's at your desk.
Yeah, exactly.
So you didn't bring it into the toilet, you tramp.
I'm texting my colleague. Hey, yo, I beg you, bring my water bottle.
You left your
phone
on
your desk
table.
As well.
So you add it. You make
this guy.
No. I can come back. It's okay. It's okay.
I'm gonna do Morse code.
Look, he's thinking.
I know what you want me to say.
I know what you want me to say. I don't want you to say anything. I just want to know what you would. I really want you to put yourself in the scenario.
Okay.
And what would you do?
Okay. Okay, okay. Okay, before I answer, yeah, do I have my wallet? Do I have access to funds? Because yeah, I always did not add that after.
At your desk.
You got your phone in the toilet, right?
No, you haven't.
Why would you go to the toilet?
It's a scenario. So I've got my wallet.
You just needed to go
on my desk.
Yeah.
This guy was good.
If you
think I'm going to use 10 pound notes.
No, I ain't got money like that. I'm cleaning myself best I can with my boxes. Especially if it's a runny one. I am. I got to use some piece of clothing or something.
Okay. So, yeah, but explain.
Wait. Just relax,
okay,
man.
Okay, sorry. So,
literally.
With your boxers, so basically, because normally when you're pooing, you've got your thing around your ankles. Yeah. You take it off.
Sometimes, if it's a mad one, I've taken my shirt off anyway. So, it's not. It's okay. Yeah. Okay, I've got a hook on the back of the door. It's true. Jackets, shirts, overalls, whatever.
You think it's a fitting room, bro?
Yeah.
So yeah, okay, you've taken it off now.
Yeah, I've taken it off.
The base of your foot is on the floor. Baby.
No, it's not. I'll put my foot, my bare foot.
In your shoe, though.
Yeah. Oh, I've got my socks on. I've got socks.
Okay, cool. You got the socks on.
I've taken my boxes off.
You've got your box in your hand.
Yeah.
And then you wipe yourself.
I'm wiping myself.
Okay. What next?
Then.
That is so horrible.
Then.
The rush you're going to get is crazy.
Listen, I'm throwing it away.
Wait, where the fuck is
the bin? In the bin.
What the? Because there's no bin in the toilet.
Yeah, not in the toilet, in the, yeah.
Outside.
The outside bin.
Fuck me, okay, cool.
Outside
cool.
Yeah, I'm putting my trousers on.
Yeah.
I'm getting my phone. I'm then going to get boxes. I'm then going to get my bottle of water.
Okay.
And then, no, that's it. I'm getting fresh boxes.
Yeah.
I'm coming back. I'm using water. I'm cleaning myself. I'm putting a fresh pair of boxers on.
Okay.
And I continue my day at work.
You forgot baby powder and baby wipes. You need that.
I think you understand that your boxers, your shit stained boxers are in the toilet.
Yes.
Won't know it's him.
They're not going to know it's me.
But he doesn't put his name on his boxers anymore.
Yeah, I think that's fine. I think that's fine.
So in between that time, you're basically commando.
I'm clean to a degree at that point.
You can't be clean because you cleaned with your boxes.
You cleaned your
cotton is not made for that. The tissue.
No, but I'm saying at least it's clean enough.
He's squeezed where no butt cheeks.
Enough where there's no leak no more. Everything's cool. Like, and I'm going to the next shop and I'm getting boxes, getting water, getting flashlights, whatever you need. Then I'm cleaning myself.
If you really fancy, you can go and work from home for the rest of the day.
Or you could just literally just go to the next cubicle where there is toilet roll and then just.
No,
grab
there
it.
Is no.
No, there's no toilet roll. That's too easy. Come on.
Yeah. You just said the.
No, man. I did actually say that.
There's no toilet in the toilet.
What about in the whole building? I think your thing, you're gonna get sacked for sure because.
How?
Why?
Because when they find out that somebody, if I'm a manager of a building,
yeah,
like the crime that you've committed is so serious, it's not one of those ones where it's going to be different.
You're not letting it go.
I'm not letting it go yet. I'm not going to be like,
but how can they identify it was him though?
We got cameras in the building.
No, you don't have cameras in the toilet.
No, not in the toilet.
In the building. I said in the building.
Yes, sir.
We got a monitor.
Cameras that lead to
what? To lead to what? To say what?
I don't think
there's no proof.
There's no proof.
Like me as a manager, if you're willing to put your shit stained boxes in the toilet.
Then you must understand that there was an emergency.
I don't have the context that there was no toilet tissue. I'm just thinking there's a sicko in my building. I need to get this person out before they do it again. So I'm going to do everything I can to investigate. I will take statements if I need to.
Do you know what the biggest crime here is going for a shit before checking that there's tissue there? Because
you always
I need tissue
because every cubicle I go into, I check the tissue because I need to put it down.
Okay, that's why you need to go badly.
I gave you the context of these toilets are clean, like they're clean toilets.
Yeah, but it's not about the cleanliness, it's about whether there's tissue because I need to put tissue paper on the seat.
Yeah, but
regardless of where it is, always.
What, you always do it?
Always. Unless it's my own house.
I've got a question. For YouTube Black, when we had the heated toilet seats, did you?
Yes.
Then weren't we having a conversation and someone was saying that they did it?
He's still going through.
It was you.
Why are you saying it's me?
You said that hotel toilet is cleaner than my toilet at home.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Why you put words in my mouth?
You did say that. I remember that.
But that toilet was nice, like heated seats and all of that.
So
but
you can
feel it with the tissue on top. I always put tissue on the toilet.
Oh, shut up, man. You're chatting.
Why don't you believe him?
He said it to me and I remember.
Oh, because you're a liar.
I always fold the tissue. I put at the bottom because I don't like the drop that's. I don't
yeah,
like
hit your bum.
Smash back. Smash back. I like that.
No, he must like. He's a liar.
I always do that.
Just he likes.
He wants that shit splashing. And that's like, you know how powerful.
Sometimes it's sore and you need.
You need a lubricant. Ain't a cool.
That is sick.
You're a sick one. You're a sick one.
Jake, what are you doing? What are you doing? Jake, I need an answer from every man on
this. I think my answer is the best. No one's going to be the answer.
I think you're answering, you're getting sacked. But
I think boxes is crazy.
No, because they're not going to take DNA. Yeah, and I think that's coming. It depends on the type of bin. Because if it's the bins where they have the linen
like
in it.
Me as a manager, I come into the hall and I'm like, yo, who's shitted in the toilet?
I don't think it's the cleaners.
No. Plus, cleaners
will.
And the thing is,
they wouldn't go out because cleaners will just take it.
It will stink.
The problem is the cleaners. But by the end of the day, the amount of rubbish has gone in there. It's going to be at the bottom.
But it will smell, bro. Imagine you're the next person to put, because those toilets are outside the cubicles. They're just for like tissue and the hand drying thing. So imagine you go to put something in, like, oh, fuck. like, think about it. You had diarrhea and you put your boxes are brown now. Like, and you put that in, it's going to stink, bro.
And your shit's wet.
What's your alternative?
No, we're going to go clockwise.
I'm similar to Manny in the situation where you have to either clean it up with your boxers or a sock, something that you're prepared to go and
this guy said a sock.
Something that you're prepared to go and like discard you go and buy something else. But for me, the mad thing is bringing the boxers from the toilet or your socks from the toilet into the main area, because the fear is that you're gonna go and bump into someone and someone's seen
you.
Why
you got a sock?
Hold
you got
you know
a
boxers.
Sock.
So then my alternative to that is, you know, usually you've got the cleaning
the
thing
at
the side, the brush at the side.
Don't tell me you're going to put that in
your... You're going to use
that
your bums?
No, I wasn't.
So that's actually a health risk. But you block that toilet, it's now overflowing now with your shit.
Think about what you're saying. You can't flush boxes. You can't even flush baby wipes. You're trying to.
You can't flush the whole box.
That's the only thing I feel like I could do to mitigate the risk of someone seeing me in that situation. If that shit floods, and you've been into the toilet, you see it flood,
and you're
like, oh shit, you open it and then you go to the next one. that's what's gonna happen, isn't it?
You inspired me with a new idea.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
If it's them toilet, you know them old school toilets, that have the, you see the water on the top so you can take that off, I'll use the water there to rinse my boxer and then I'll pull it in the bin.
Wait, what water?
He means the water in the tank.
So you see the water in the tank?
If you can, but some toilets, you don't have that.
And it's water in the tank whenever you flush. But you're at work, so I wash it
in the toilet, my boxes.
You dink it?
Yeah, I'll dink it.
In the diarrhea?
No, he's flushed it. He's flushed it.
There's no smell. I don't want to get sacked.
Oh, so you would wash your ass with your boxes like Manny? You would
I'll clean my ass with my boxes.
And then you want to wash
it. And then I flush the toilet.
But don't you know the water that is in that tank now? You've diluted that water.
That's disgusting because, that water is diluted with your shit. And then that's good on your... Oh, that's good on your hands.
I'm trying to find another alternative. You said he can't use your one, so I'm trying to think on my feet. You guys are just sitting there.
The boxer thing is smart, but you have to listen out. So you just go to the sink. Wet up the boxer first.
No way you're doing that.
Yeah, and you wipe your bum.
You're going commando.
I'll wet up the boxer first, then wipe my bum.
Oh, no, I'll just wash my bum over.
You might not just using that dry boxer on your skin.
You're
that's crazy.
Get a mad rat. And you're not going to be clean. You're not going to get clean at all.
I'm not using my boxer.
Yeah, but I'm going to clean myself. Within 10 minutes, I'm going Tesco or whatever. I'm getting all the products.
You know what I don't understand your scenario, If you're willing to go commando, why don't you just do that in your boxers? If you're willing to walk out...
Wait.
What with the boxes? With the shit?
No. So you don't wipe your bum. You just go out.
So you haven't cleaned your bum.
Yeah, but you man can't act like cleaning it with your boxes. It's clean. That's not clean, bro.
It's cleaner than.
No, no, no.
poo, you're gonna have a shit show.
Yeah, yeah, you're leaking, bro. You said diarrhea.
The poo is following you, just lingering in your box. And then all of this is dirty.
Dirty, yeah.
And that's contamination to your penis potentially as well.
That's like your herpes.
I'll just go to the sink and literally
sit in the sink.
You're not sitting in the sink.
I'll sit like this in the
you're
sink.
You're not reaching the sink. That's the first thing.
I'll get up on the sink. That's low. I'll get up on the sink. I just have my dick out and just start. And I'll make sure the door's locked.
Shut up.
I'll make sure.
You can't lock the door. He's trying to get fired. Someone's going to walk in and see your dick out.
Washing your butt.
I'll put something against the door. Like, I just. You got to wash yourself, man.
You know what? That's smart, you know. It's the cleanest way.
Put something against the door. Wash yourself.
Wash yourself.
But that's crazy.
What do you put?
What can you put?
That bin where you put your boxes?
That bin's not doing nothing.
I'll put my shoe under the door or something.
It's garbage.
It's garbage.
Them doors are heavy as well.
That's sackable. What he's doing is sackable.
It's sackable. It is.
You can't defend it.
All your pockets square.
But you go to the sink closest to the door. Put one foot on the door like this.
So you hold the door. As soon as you put that foot up, the next log just jumps.
I can't do that.
As soon as you put your foot up,
or maybe there's a way to use like the, you know, the what's the thing you clean your hands with? Like not the soap, but the
sanitizer.
If there's sanitizer,
yeah.
Maybe you can do something with sanitizer.
Every time you're walking, the poo is leaking.
It's leaking.
Mm. Yeah, you've even added lubricant.
Yeah, but the cleaner can come and clean it. The cleaner can come and clean it. Or I can just clean it. Put a.
Yeah, you definitely was the person who shat in the hotel in
Cancun.
I think I would just like it sounds mad.
You're walking out with shit in your mouth.
I'm not cleaning myself. I'm just leaving the building. Like I'm leaving the building to go get the products I need. Then I'll come back and deal with it when I've got the products I need.
And you're gonna continue your day.
Yeah, I think I would continue. So,
you're just gonna be imagine discomfort of you just walking.
I know, but I'm willing to do that rather than because what you guys are doing, you're making this thing external. You're bringing other people into your problem.
How? At least, what if I bagged it?
What you just put?
I'll put and I take the rubbish out.
Exactly.
So I've cleaned it. I've put it in the bin.
New job for you, Manny.
Yeah, I'll take that. I'll take the rubbish out.
Yeah.
You'll take the rubbish out.
Yeah, with the bin.
And when people see you carrying a bin that you've never carried before, what do you say?
Say it's a bin
they're
you
like,
can't
oh,
take
Manny,
out.
Why are you taking the bin?
Yeah, you can be like, there was an emergency.
And then by the way, they're like, oh, Manny.
What's that smell?
Taking the bin.
What's that smell, Manny?
Why are you taking the bin,
though? I still think the box is clean yourself to a degree. You need to clean yourself to some degree.
Yeah, you can't.
You can't leave there with a leaking bum.
It has to be everyone else's problem. And depending on your building, the cleaner will come once or twice a day. So it's only going
to
be
the cleaner's going to be the person to make the report about you.
Yeah, but you remember they got a logbook, innit? When they clean every
shit in the bin.
But you said it was a wet one as well, so you know it's leaking onto your trousers if you just walk out.
I didn't say that.
Yeah, you did.
You said it was a bad one.
My shit was different from you.
You got a breadcrumb.